All right, fantastic. Welcome everybody to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today, still with me, Mark is still recovering after he broke his leg last week, needed surgery, and he's still resting. But hey, super excited to be here with you. After yesterday, we had some problems with the sound. Today, with my AirPods, so we should be good to go. And you see, this is the stock market update, which is one of the most popular updates on YouTube and the number one stock market update on Spotify. So in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and now we are trading it. Today is Tuesday. What is Tuesday? April 18th. It is crazy. And we have lots of earnings going on right now. Bank of America has been reporting. Goldman Sachs has been reporting. Johnson & Johnson has been reporting. And the markets are reacting to this. Also, some news from Bitcoin. And most importantly, I'll show you the trades that I placed yesterday and today, some more trades. So we'll take a look at this. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heipcutter. Usually I'm joined by my head coach, Mark Hodge, but right now he is recovering. He'll be joining me shortly. And yes, in case you're wondering, I am a real trader trading live accounts. And therefore, we have a lot of trading experience. And we are showing you exactly what we do in these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we are not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, let's take a look at what's happening in the markets. And first, we move to the S&P. And yesterday, the S&P 500 eked out a small gain, actually. So why is it showing that we had a loss yesterday? I know that we had a gain of 0.3% or something like this. Probably, there we go, not hovering over it just yet. So it was 0.3%. Same with the Dow yesterday, up 0.3%. And the NASDAQ also up 0.3%. So not a whole lot going on. But we are in the midst of earnings season right now. And if you look at earnings season, so yesterday we had Charles Schwab reporting earnings. Then today, before the bell, Bank of America, Johnson & Johnson, and Goldman Sachs. So let's see what's happening here. And first of all, Goldman Sachs actually had a huge revenue miss. As you can see, missed revenue expectations by more than $500 million. And therefore, this morning, we were trading much lower. Right now, still recovering a little bit, but still down 2%. Johnson & Johnson reporting earnings, another Dow component here, better than expected earnings. But as you can see, after initially kind of a muted reaction, we were going lower right now, coming back here. So the symbol ticker is JNJ. So we are trading sideways here right now after initial slide going into the opening. Let's see, who else did we have here? Bank of America. Yeah, let's talk about Bank of America. Bank of America, better than expected earnings, as you can see, both top and bottom line. And at first, it seemed that Bank of America would open higher. Right now, pulling back a little bit. So right now, markets are still trying to figure out what to do with this information. And again, earnings are in the spotlight. There's not a whole lot going on the economic calendar. The only thing that we had going on today were building permits and housing starts. Now, as you can see, yellow flag report, typically not moving the markets. Building permits coming in slightly lower than expected, housing starts coming in slightly higher than expected, canceling each other out, and the markets are definitely not reacting to this. So I believe that right now everybody is looking towards Netflix because Netflix is reporting after the earning. United reporting last week, we already had Delta reporting earnings. Last week, we were off to a good start. Right now, seems to be a little bit of a mixed bag, even though the companies are reporting strong earnings here. Talking about the Fed, no news here. We see very similar to yesterday. Traders are anticipating that the Fed will raise interest rates when they have their next meeting in just 15 days from now, tomorrow in 2 weeks it is. Right now, traders are factoring in a probability of 87.4% that the Fed will raise rates. And the Fed said that rates will stay high for the remainder of the year. Traders right now believe that this could be until the September meeting and that in the September meeting, the Fed might lower interest rates. This is also just based on quite high, quite strong earnings reports here, where it seems that the US economy can take it and can take another rate hike, which should help driving inflation down, which is still high. It is coming down, but it is high. Last week, we had the CPI report pointing to lower inflation. And now next week, we have the important PCE report, and that is definitely something that the Fed likes to keep an eye on it because this year is measuring, it's coming out next Friday, April 28th, and this is actually measuring what consumers actually spend. So this is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. So we will see how this is coming out. So today, looking at the markets at first, looking at the 5-minute chart of the S&P, we gap opened higher, but after trading sideways for 30 minutes, now markets started to slide. We actually closed the gap here, as you can see. Right now, it seems that we have found a bottom just slightly below yesterday's closing price. The Dow down 0.4%, mainly being dragged down by Bank of America, Johnson & Johnson, and Goldman Sachs. All three companies are Dow components. We have the S&P down 0.1% and the Nasdaq also down 0.1%. So this is what's happening. The market is definitely waiting for impulses. And this afternoon, Netflix could shake the markets. The VIX, the fear gauge of the markets. Look at this, at levels that we haven't seen since January 2022. I mean, it's amazing. We're now below 17. So there's no real fear in the market. But if you look at the S&P 500, it also seems that we are finding some resistance here around the 4,200 mark. Right now, we are trading at 4,147, and there seemed to be a little bit of resistance at 4,200. Let's see if we can break through this resistance. So market's kind of in a hurry-up and wait mode. On the other hand, Bitcoin, after sliding yesterday, today reclaiming again above 30,000. So we are above 30,000. Same with Ethereum. We're holding steadily above 2,000 here. So it seems that there is some risk appetite in the markets here. And let's see how this translates into trading. So let's take a look at my positions here. And we start with CTRA, Coterra Energy. I own shares at 26. I've been able to sell calls against my existing position. Tried to do it yesterday. Wanted to get $35 per option traded. Right now, I can sell 54 options because I own 5,400 shares. That didn't work. And for today, I just want to show you, I set myself an alarm at right here, as you can see, 25.95, because I do believe that once we cross 25.95, I might be able to sell calls at $30 per option traded, so 30 cents or 35 cents. So this is where I have an alarm. Right now, I have an order in the market to sell calls for 35 cents, but we are trading at 15 over. Let's actually take a look at PowerX Optimizer and see exactly where we are trading right now with the bid ask, because we do get live data here. And we see that for this week, for the 26 call, it's 15 over 20. So I might be able to get 20 cents, which actually would give me 69% annualized. So that's not bad at all. However, this morning, as we can see, we had a few attempts here pushing higher. So CTRA, Coterra Energy, right now holding up here. So I want to see if we have another push. Since I'm not in front of my computer all day, I mean, why would I, right? As you know, right now I'm visiting family in Germany. So this is where I have an alarm that will pop up on my phone. And with this, then I can take a quick look and see if I'm getting filled at the order that I have in the markets right now, or if I have to lower maybe it from 35 cents to 30 cents, which will be just fine. Or wait another day. I'm not in a hurry to sell calls here right now. All right, going down the list of positions. The next position on the list is Google. And Google, let me just get rid of this here really quick, zoom in a little bit. Google, I have been selling the 109 calls last week. Google right now, slightly down 1% in line pretty much with the markets. No, not quite, a little bit worse than the markets here. So I might be able to buy back the calls that I sold and then do it again. So last week on Friday, I was rolling from the 108 into the 109 call because I do own shares. I was assigned at 108. Let me just get rid of the expected move here, and we see that my break even right now is at 102.21. So I'm doing good selling premiums. We are trading above my break even, but below my cost basis. Not much to do there. PNC yesterday had a really good day, which was interesting because they actually had an ex-dividend date yesterday. Ex-dividend means that this is the day when you need to own the shares in order to get paid a dividend. I do own the shares, so I will get a dividend paid on May 4th, $1.50 per share that I own. I have 1,200 shares here, so therefore I will get $1,800 on May 4th. So typically on the day where there's the ex-dividend, the stock price drops by the dividend amount, and initially this is what PNC did, but as we can see, nicely recovering today, down 1.77%. That's probably because Bank of America is down, Goldman Sachs is down, so that's why I assume we are trading there. But we're still trading nicely in the box here after breaking a little bit to the downside. As you can see, the box here between 120 and 130, I want to draw it there. That seems to be the sweet spot. Now, typically what we see with PNC, if you look at the earnings analysis, that typically it's very, very normal for a PNC to be down the next day after they report earnings, and they've reported earnings last Friday. But then we typically see that the price move reaction on the seventh day is typically up 7 out of the last 12 quarters. And we see that on average, it should be 5%, 4.66% to be exact. Now, if you're going back, this is where we can also look at the expected move. And based on option prices, we see that options traders are expecting PNC on Friday to be either at around 126 or at 100, or around 120, which is exactly within our box. Of course, I'm rooting for 126 here. This is the expected move for next week. The expected move is 127 to 118. And again, this, of course, is subject to change as prices are moving, because that's what option traders are expecting based on today's price and today's options premium. So my cost basis is at 141.50. So I still have ways to go before I can sell calls against my existing position here. Now, today, not a whole lot going on. As you can see on the conservative scanner, absolutely nothing. Let me zoom out a little bit. On the aggressive scanner, I thought that earlier I saw three stocks. Let me just quickly refresh because my internet here is a little bit slower than at home. So I want to make sure. Yes, so we do have Match Group here. This for me is a falling knife. I do not want to own the stock. KAR, Avis Budget Group, for me is kind of a meme stock. And even if we zoom in a little bit on the most recent moves, I mean, take a look at this. This move here from the low to the high, this is 117%. So that's quite a move. I mean, it doubled within a matter of weeks. So that for me is a little bit too volatile as a stock. So therefore, for me, a meme stock, I have flagged it as a black flag. JD.com, if you look at this, JD is the second largest e-commerce company after Alibaba in China. And I'm staying away from Chinese stock because you never know with the Chinese government of what they are planning to do. And they might just put the brakes on JD if they choose to do so. You know, China does what China wants. And this is why I'm staying away from this. Now, one of the things that did pop up earlier was Macy's. Earlier it was trading at 17, so the 17 strike price looked good. As you can see right now, Macy's has recovered. The 17.50 is available. That's not interesting for me at all. I would rather look at the 16, maybe the 16.50, but I flagged it as an orange flag because I want to keep an eye on it and maybe place the trades here. So as you can see, not a whole lot going on. Going back to CTRA, oh my gosh, we should break to the upside, not to the downside. What is happening here? Also, Google on a 5-minute chart right now, trading towards session lows. PNC coming off session lows. Let's take another look at the indices here. So right now, the S&P 500 seem to have found a bottom right around where are we here? 41.42 approximately. Right now, trading at 41.45. Also, the Dow, after initially selling off after the news hit for the earnings, already news hit for Goldman Sachs, J&J, and Bank of America, right now seem to be stabilizing. Overall, still a very, very calm day. If you look from the high to the low in the Dow, it's half a percentage move, so it's not too bad. I think in the S&P 500, this is where we have a smaller move. If you're measuring this move from the highs that we have traded to the lows, it's also 0.6, so it's not super quiet. But I mean, as you can see, with the VIX trading just right now, it inched up above 17. That's where there's not a whole lot of premium. And as a trader, sometimes that's what you need to do. You need to sit on your hands because in order To succeed in the markets, two conditions have to be met. Number one, you have to be ready. And number two, the markets have to be ready. You can sit bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in front of your computer every day. If the markets are not ready, if they're super slow for your trading strategy, whatever your trading strategy is, you might just have to wait and sit on your hands. Now, as you know, I like to trade the wheel strategy, and these are the days where you have to sit on your hands. And sometimes it can feel that the hands are getting numb. But then we talked about it yesterday. Then suddenly you see the VIX exploding, and then you have more trading opportunities than you can take advantage of. So this is just the life of a trader. It's almost like a fishing. I'm not a big fisherman, but I've heard that sometimes you're just standing there for hours and hours before you catch a fish, and very similar with trading. Patience is a virtue, and this is where it's super important to be patient when you're trading. You can't force trades. When you do this, bad things could happen. Anyhow, so this is what's going on right now. Tomorrow, I will not be able to do a stock market update because I'm spending some time with the family. So I'll be back on Thursday. So tomorrow, taking a day off. I'll see you on Thursday. And until then, make sure that you like the video if you like what I'm sharing. If you're new to the channel, hit on subscribe, and then I'll see you again in the next video. Have a great rest of your day.